All right, joining us is Wish TV meteorologist Stephanie Mead. Stephanie, I understand today looks like might be the start of a little bit of an unsettled weather pattern we're going to have over the next couple of days. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so we do have scattered showers and thunderstorms returning to the forecast, and we're already seeing that for a lot of spots. There could potentially be some heavier rain with this next system that'll hit us during the afternoon. And I think a good bulk of the heavier rain will be south of I-70 and southeastern portions of the state. And although we really do need the rain, I think a lot of us are seeing just some very hard, dry ground. So there might be some isolated flooding in some of these spots south and east of Indianapolis, where we do manage to pick up around an inch, possibly an inch and a half during the day today and early tomorrow morning.
Any other threats with this storm that we should be looking out for, like maybe hail or high wind gusts, anything like that?
You bet, yeah. So we do have a marginal risk. So that's one of the lower end of our threat scale in terms of severe weather in southern Indiana. So it doesn't include the metro area and points northward, but areas south of I-70, closer to, say, Bloomington, down near the Indiana and Kentucky state line, that marginal risk is in play for today. And I think the main threat with these storms will be gusty wind and the potential for some hail. Now, this is nothing widespread. There might be an isolated gusty thunderstorm coming out of this, but that threat is still there nonetheless. So just be aware of that, especially later on this evening. With that, too, we could also be talking potentially some heavy rain as well. So that's going to give us the potential of that minor flooding threat as well.
All right. And when you look at going into, I understand some of this is supposed to bleed over into Thursday, too. Is that right?
You bet. Yeah. So the severe weather threat, I think, diminishes as we head through Thursday. So that won't necessarily be an issue for us here. But Thursday morning, that potential for a few morning showers and thunderstorms, again, not out of the question, just your garden variety showers. But we do have that potential through the morning on Thursday. And I think we do manage to salvage the afternoon through the rest of the day Thursday. But that rain threat still holding through about noon Thursday. And again, the potential for some heavy rain, not out of the question. That's going to give us those totals, especially south of Indianapolis and southeast of Indy, around an inch to about an inch and a half. Here in the city, I think a lot of us around 3/4 of an inch to upwards of around an inch. So we'll see some hefty rainfall totals here in the city too, possibly. So those areas that are prone to flooding, some of those low-lying areas absolutely have the potential for seeing some standing water too early Thursday. So just be aware of that too if you have travel plans to take you out for your morning drive along the interstate or any city travel. Just be aware of those low-lying areas where you could see some standing water.
And I understand, though, also, too, temperatures are supposed to warm up quite a bit as well. What do you know on that front?
Yeah, it's finally starting to feel like summer for us here, especially through the end of the week. High temps by Friday should be touching 80 degrees, and then through this upcoming weekend, it's going to look and feel a bit more like summer. We should see more sunshine, too, so drier weather for us here. Great pool weather, highs in the mid to upper 80s, both Saturday and Sunday, and it looks like that's going to spill over through early next week, and it looks dry for the extended period here. So after today and tomorrow, those are our two best rain chances to see before we head through much of even next week. So we do have drier weather and drier days out ahead of us, and even warmer days, too. So it looks very warm for the first official weekend here of June in Indiana, and it looks like it's going to stay that way through the first half of next week.
You might have covered this, and I apologize if I missed it, but what time do you think the storms will start or the heavier rain will start to pick up here today?
I think anywhere between just afternoon, any time during the afternoon, really, after your lunch hours, and we have a pretty good threat of picking up on some potential scattered heavier showers. The severe weather threat later on this evening, so just after dinner time, I think we have the potential for seeing some of those showers and thunderstorms develop again south of I-70. But any time during the afternoon, the potential for heavy rain is there, and then during the evening hours is where we have that severe weather threat in southern Indiana.
Wish TV meteorologist Stephanie Mead. Stephanie, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.